The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are thinking not as God does, but as humans do." Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wants to become my follower, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will find it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Jesus asks one of the most important questions of the gospel and of our lives. He says to his disciples first, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples, probably smiling, begin by saying, "Well, some of them think you're John the Baptist come back from the dead," which they would think of as being funny, because they had known John the Baptist. Some were his disciples, and he had passed them on to Jesus. And then others, speaking more seriously, say, "Some say that you're the prophet Elijah, or some other prophet come back from the dead." And then Jesus asks them directly, "But who do you say that I am? You who know me, you who have lived with me, you whom I have formed these 2 years that we have been together, who do you say that I am?" And St. Peter answers, "You are the Christ." St. Matthew, who tells the story in a bit longer form, says that he said completely, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now that expression, "the Son of the living God," was more than had ever been said about anyone in the history of the world. That is when Peter confesses, proclaims, that he believes that Jesus is God, God the Son. And in response to that, Jesus says, as Matthew tells us, "Flesh and blood have not taught you to say this. My Father has given you the ability to say this. And I tell you in turn, you are rock. And on this rock I will build my church, on you, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The most important question that you and I can be asked then, the most important question we can ask ourselves is, who is Jesus Christ and who is he for me? In the Creed, when we stand on Sundays, we answer that question. We say, "And in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord." We speak of him as being God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father, through whom all things were made. That is how we describe him and define him. But the question isn't just one for our head and our lips. The question is one we answer with our lives. St. James says, "You show me your faith, I'll show you my works." Faith without works is dead. In other words, how do you live the rest of the week? How do you demonstrate in daily life, through your character, your virtues, your ideals, your image of what the perfect man or woman is meant to be, how do you demonstrate that Jesus Christ is your Lord, your Savior, your friend? Show me your integrity. Show me your honesty. Show me your faithfulness to your spouse, your family, your work, your nation, your friends. Show me your generosity. Show me how you are compassionate, how you are generous in forgiving, patient in enduring, confident in anxiety. These are all the works by which we demonstrate our faith because we're living it out in daily life. And that's how we answer this question. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? And when Jesus received the correct answer from Peter, what did he do next? He told the disciples about his death. He told them about his cross and resurrection. Because we cannot define Jesus. We cannot know who he is or speak truthfully about who he is without the cross. The cross represents the Son of God embracing, taking on, sharing in our human suffering, dying for us as the greatest of heroes, proving his love by his sacrifice. That's why we read the words, "Greater love than this no man has, that he lay down his life for his friends." We celebrate that. We recognize heroes and heroines, men and women who lay down their life for others. Christ has done precisely that. He has laid down his life for us. And he has promised that through him we will have the victory over death and over suffering. That as he rose, so shall we. As he triumphed, so shall we. As he sits now at the right hand of the Father in heaven, so shall we. That's his promise. He tells us in the last words of today's gospel that this is the greatest challenge that we can take up, the greatest risk that we can endure, all for the sake of the greatest prize. Whoever wants to become my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow after me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. That's the challenge. That's the wager. We stake everything on him. That's why we're here. But the rest of the week is also part of our life and of his life in us and our life in him. So when we come to Mass on Sunday, we ask Christ for the strength to do what we know is right, for the wisdom to understand what we don't yet grasp, for the desire to prefer him above everything else that can clamor for our attention, cry out for our allegiance. or try to rob us of what we already possess. So today's gospel, though it does not describe the passion, though it does not tell the story of a miracle, though it may not seem to have an extraordinary message to it, in fact, hides the greatest of all messages and of all challenges to us, and bids us engage in this greatest and most important game of all, the game of eternal life. And the prize is nothing less than everlasting happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.